You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. And joining me now is Parker Fleming. After a couple of weeks off, he is on X at @Paka_Flocka. Make sure you go subscribe to his free Grizzlies and NBA draft Substack. And if you give monetary support, it goes to St. Jude because he's a great A human being. It's called Substack Elitist. Parker, what's happening, man? How are you?
Gabe, I'm doing great being back on the great A show, the Gabe Kuhn Show. We're less than a week away from Christmas, and the Grizzlies are one game under 500 after starting the season 4-11. So
I know. Wild.
Not a lot to complain about.
Wild. It's absolutely wild. And, we're going to have to be talking about a 500 team coming out of the weekend, right? Or at least after Saturday night's game against the Wizards, who are 4-20. Right?
Right.
I shouldn't have to worry about that one.
I mean, they lost to Utah at home. I do think Utah is.
Isn't that different? Utah, it sounds crazy to lose to the Jazz, but Keontae George is playing at a different level this year. He's been awesome.
And now Lowry, and then, I mean, Kevin Love.
That's the problem. The Kevin Love 20 points is the big thing that you look back at and you're like, that's embarrassing.
I will say with the Wizards, it would be a really bad loss if they lost because of the implications of being 500, but also too, if you look deep, like really deep into the numbers, I know people over at SB Nation have dug into it, but like the Wizards are putting out like process Sixers like results right now. So losing that game would be pretty catastrophic in my opinion. I wouldn't say it's like a sky is falling kind of thing. It's just kind of one of those things like, oh wow, that's a bad loss, and then you move on with your day. But
yeah, for sure. But Wednesday night went over the 17-10, or well, I guess they were 17-9 at that point. Timberwolves, yeah. Was it the best win of the year in your opinion, in your estimation for the Grizzlies?
When you think about like the totality of the win, because like frankly, like, you could argue that the best, like, there's two wins that I am, really, there's three wins I immediately think of when it comes to, like, you know, gauging the like best win of the year. There's the game, the obviously the opener with New Orleans,
yep.
Just because, you know, they had the talent, but I mean, that was kind of like, you know, you had a classic jaw game, and then Cedric Tower kind of arrived as well. And in the Phoenix game, you know, they beat them on the road last second, and they have turned out to be better than you've expected this year. There's that Kings win where they won by almost 50, but, like, it's the Kings. But this one felt different because you kind of – there's so many different moving parts. They didn't have any of their ball handlers. You know, they no Ja, no Cam Spencer, no Ty Jerome, no Scottie Pippen, no Javon Small. And, you know, yeah, Minnesota didn't have Anthony Edwards, but, you know, they still had Gobert, they still had Randle, they still had McDaniels, DiVincenzo, Naz Reid. They still had their guys. But also, too, I think the thing that really kind of pops off with this win is obviously, you know, the fact, like, making up for no ball handlers, that's one. Two, Jaren Jackson Jr. kind of, like, building upon that Monday win and having a 28-12 game with four stocks, four assists, had that this one big-time play in the fourth quarter where he had a live dribble lefty skip pass to the corner for Jock Landale for three.
Like, I loved watching Jock and Jaren basically in that game.
Yeah, like, it's also, like, one of those things, too, where the game also kind of gave you the, like, it really reminded you of the Grizzlies that we have seen in this era where, you know, you look at the inactive report and you're like, oh, wow, look at all these guys out. You know, no, you're missing all these guards. You're missing another starter and really an anchor to the team with Zach Edey. And you're like, oh, wow, this may not be pretty. And then they go out and they just, like, it's a really gritty road win. And I just feel like from there you kind of – especially the last two, I would say really the last two games, the Clippers game and the Wolves game, I think probably the significance of it as to why you can say this is the biggest win of the year is you're getting to see the real vision of the Tomas Eastflow system.
Right, and that's what I wanted to kind of get into. In regards to his rotation patterns and everything else, we had a lot of issues, or at least the fan base – had a lot of issues with it early in the season. Now, I will say, I think I've noticed, at least in like winning time, crunch time, fourth quarters, he's, you know, a bit quicker to get his guys back in there. And he's also letting guys get into a rhythm a tad bit more. But this is the take I've had. I feel like we've heard less about it because it's now working. You know what I mean? Like his decision making with the rotations is working. But have you noticed any palpable difference, or is it just sort of the same thing? It's just now wins are happening.
I would say there has been just more flexibility in general. You know, when Zach Edey went down, it's like, oh, great, they're going to go back to Jock Landale in the starting lineup. Where, like, let's be clear. It sounds bad to say because he just had a great, awesome game against the Wolves. But there's just a difference with Jock Landale versus bench bigs and him versus where he's getting majority of his minutes against starters. And I don't think it's a coincidence that a lot of his best games have come off the bench where he is facing more staggered rotations than he is playing against starting centers. But, you know, going with Santi and Jaren at the 4 and 5 after Zach Edey went down, I felt like that's, you know, it's pretty significant because it's just like, hey, these are your two guys. And, you know, Santi Aldama, like when you look at like the grand scheme of things, he's probably – you know, he is your third best big behind Jaren and Edey. And I like that he just kind of went against, you know, the positional labels in a sense. I thought he was quick to insert Cedric Howard into the starting lineup in place for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I've noticed in games where, you know, especially when they didn't have Ja, if Cam Spencer was – you know, if his three ball was just a little bit more impactful than what Vince provides as with his playmaking and his defense, he would roll with Cam at the end. And again, like it's one of those, he is getting more flexible with his minutes. I think probably the biggest difference though is just how he's utilizing Jaren Jackson Jr.
Right.
And letting him attack these mismatches more often, because the best version of Jaren, yeah, like he is good when you can throw it down to the hand and he goes to work, all that stuff. The thing that kind of gets dicey with that, though, is just he's still work in progress when it comes to getting off the ball when a defense ends too.
Yeah.
But he's at his best when he's having a full head of steam into that mismatch, into the post up, into the paint. As they bring it up and he's coming in from a trail and he gets the ball and immediately runs it to his set, or full-blown initiating the offense and identifying open space. And obviously the last two games he's shown growth and getting off the ball when he needs to and making the right read. But that's probably the biggest difference. I also just think that he is just showing a little bit more flexibility in his system. And I think it's also, it takes time. I mean, he's not used to coaching NBA caliber players. There's just different rules and stuff compared to international and NBA. It's 40 minutes instead of 48 minutes now with the NBA. And I just think he's just adjusting. He's just adjusting on the fly. But I think also, too, it's one of those things that I guess the reason why it's not as loud is because the easiest person to blame when you're losing is the coach,
yeah,
and not anything else. So in the grand scheme of things. But, yeah, I've been very impressed, especially this week, with how Tomas Isolo has really kind of shown his adaptability to his personnel, particularly with arguably their best player, with Jaren Jackson Jr.
All right, now let's get into your latest article for Substack Elitist. You have four Christmas wishes regarding the Memphis Grizzlies. And your first one, you just sort of touched on it, but it's more of this version of Jaren. Of course, against the Clippers on Monday, 31 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and then he had 5 blocks, 2 steals, 13 for 18, shooting 4 for 5 from 3. Against the Timberwolves, 28 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, and then he had 3 blocks and a steal. I know it's about how he's being utilized, you know, where picking his spots on the floor, those types of things. And Tomas Isolo clearly has made a concerted effort to get him involved offensively at the very least. But what else do you see from Jaren? Because I visibly, when I watched him these last two games versus what I saw before that, it just feels like he has a different sort of effort level, a different type of buy-in, a different type of, you know, motor. He's starting to put his shoulder down. I saw him push around Rudy Gobert, try to get to the rim and be successful. I saw him push around Zubats, get to the rim, be successful. So, like, how much do you see of that in Jaren's game these last two times out?
That's also something I do want to – I'm glad he pointed that out. He's doing this against, like, real, like
– right.
Beast defensively. Like, this isn't like – it's not like, oh, he's beating up on Drew Eubanks and Maxime Renaud.
Two all-NBA guys from last year.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Like, it's just force, just playing with force, playing – you know, getting to his spots, being aggressive, demanding the ball. But also, too, I think the thing that really has kind of popped off the page, though, is just the stocks generation and just being that help rim protector and just sending shots into oblivion again. It kind of started with that Portland Trailblazers game a few weeks ago. We had, like, 5 stocks, I believe. But, you know, this season he's averaging, like, a 1.2 or 1.3 blocks and 0.8 assists or 0.8 steals. And that's just not the level we're used to seeing from Jaren Jackson Jr., like averaging 2 stocks a game. Like, usually he's averaging close to 2 blocks a game. And I've noticed that over the past few weeks, when look at the advanced metrics, you know, I want to say when the Dunks and Threes first came out with their EPM about 2 or 3 weeks ago, he was rated as a negative defender, and now he's has like a +1 defensive EPM. So, like, real progression towards being that all defensive big that we're seeing. And that's the best version of Jaren Jackson Jr. was through the forces shown on both sides of the floor, because quite frankly, you know, as these young guys have shown what they've shown, you know, the Cam Spencers, the Jalen Wells, Zach Edey, Cedric Howard, it all boils down, when it comes to assessing their ceiling of the team that's constructed right now, it all boils down to Jaren and Ja.
Yeah.
I'm glad Jaren is showing that he is still that all NBA caliber kind of big man.
Yep. Now, your second Christmas wish is one that I haven't really seen discussed, but I'm glad you brought it up because it's something I've been noticing as well. They're starting wings, right? You have Cedric Howard, the rookie, and a second year player in Jalen Wells. They have not shot the ball well at the same time just about the entire season. First 16 games of the year, Cedric Howard 41% from 3, while Jalen Wells.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Wells was 28.9%. And then the last 11 games, Jalen Wells is 48.1%. And Cedric Howard has been in a very, very aggressive slump, it feels like. 13.6% these last 11 games. I don't think that that's going to hold. I think we'll get to somewhere in between, the first 16 games being 41% and the last 11 being 13.6%. But, you know, it is kind of interesting. It feels like if both of those guys could find their groove from the three-point line at the same time, this team could string together a lot more wins.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like, yeah, they've been able to get away with it here recently. So I think one thing that's really nice with Coward in particular is I've noticed is like his bad games are just him not shooting the ball well.
Yes.
You know, he's still crashing the glass. He's still giving a lot of effort defensively, leveraging his physicality and his length. I would like to see a little bit more stock activity, but it's also like, you know, he's also alleviating your starting power forward not being a great rebounder, and also too mitigating that rebounding while Zach Edey is out as well. So like, you know, it's a little bit of a trade off there. Like I remember Stephen Adams, you know, talking about Jaren's shot or Jaren's rebounding numbers. They're like, he's like, well, would you rather him get 10 rebounds or 3 blocks? You know, like because like if you're gonna get yourself out of position for one of those things. Obviously Wells has carried over as a primary defensive stopper as well. I think it's crazy. Like the touch that he is showing with in the mid range as well,
mm-hmm.
like getting to his spots in the mid range, leveraging his footwork, leveraging just his body control and to get these shots at the mid range. Obviously Coward has been a guy that's shown that as well. And, you know, but it's just one of those things. Like if those two guys can really get going from three, we're talking about a real elevator when you're about to face stiffer competition, especially that's quite evident in the Western Conference.
All right, now your third one has to do with the Spencer brothers, but I gotta talk with you about Cam and what he's been doing. We usually set the bar for, like, you know, guys like him or you know, the 3-point snipers. The 50-40-90 season, 50% from the field, 40% from three, and 90% from the free throw line. Cam Spencer, it's just not fluky at this point, and it's a 50-50-90 season. He's shooting 51% from the field, 50.8% from three, and 91% from the free throw line. Like, when the Grizzlies drafted Cam Spencer, I knew he could possibly be a role player. But seeing him go off for 27, seeing him pretty consistently get to like a 15-point mark, I didn't have this vision in mind. So what have you seen from him, and how vital do you think him on the contract he is, how vital do you think he's going to be for this Grizzlies team going into the future? Because I think the contract details were from last year were, what, 3 years, $4.5 million? I mean, that's an unbelievable.
It's 4 years. Yeah, 4 years, about $8 or $9 million. Yeah.
Oh, 4 years, $8 or $9 million. But still, yeah. Unbelievable contract. Unbelievable contract based on what he's doing.
Absolutely. You know, I actually wrote about Cam before I left for my vacation. Because I will say just a small note on how I did this. Like, I do want to try – I'm trying to start, like, doing a little bit of an intersection of, like, Grizzlies and scouting, whereas, like, maybe there's some trends or some tools that a player has, and then maybe at the end of it close with players that could offer a similar trajectory. And the thing I really focus on with Cam is, you know, being a high-level three-point shooter, but also leverage, like, using your superpower, like, and letting it fly from three – very, very intently. I think this season, Cam Spencer, there's only been four other players in franchise history that have had a season where they've shot 10 or more threes per 100 possessions. It's Troy Daniels, and then all in the 2023-24 season, Desmond Bane, Gigi Jackson, Luke Kennard. Kennard and Spencer are the only ones that have done it while shooting 40% or better from three. There's that, but also the feel is really popping off. Like, he's a guy that's been really, even though, like, he's not the quickest, he's not the most athletic, and he doesn't have, like, this, like, dazzling handle, you know, he's able to kind of get to spots within the offense because defenses have to account for him from 27, 28 feet out. And he's making high-level reads. And, you know, I was able to intersect that with what I saw at Connecticut. Like, I had him as a top 40 guy, even though he slipped into, like, the 50s. Like, that, I thought just the intersection of his shooting touch, but also his just feel for the game. He had a 3-3 assist to turnover ratio at Connecticut and shot 40% from three, can shoot pull up threes. And I just thought, like, okay, like, this is like this. Yeah, the athleticism may hinder him a little bit when it comes to, like, different matchups, but, like, this is an obvious NBA player, and he's obviously a good NBA player. And, like, I'm just in awe, really, of how he's been able to just, be this potent of a shooter. I mean, we're talking about 50% from three on real volume. Like, he's shooting five threes a game, and probably if you scaled it to a per minute per possession basis, like, really kind of captures his 3-point presence, but also getting to his spots within the inside the arc and leveraging his craft really to create high value looks inside the arc and also create high value looks for his teammates as well. I know Isolo on numerous occasions has raved about his chemistry that he's built with Jock Landale. But I mean, when you're talking about the future, I mean, this is what maximizing in this new CBA is all about is, you know, you got to have a good scouting department to identify these guys, have a good player development that could leverage these tools or leverage their tools and leverage these, their players' tools to put them in the best positions where they can succeed. And, you know, putting Cam Spencer in this area where he can play off his teammates, play off movement, but also to let it fly out of the pick and roll. Like, it's just, it's been very cool to watch. It's been a lot of fun. And, you know, like, him and Pat, like, it's been a fun story. You just have two guys that, you know, Pat is like the GOAT lacrosse player, and then Cam, you know, just 6'4", not really athletic, but they're just impacting winning and talking a lot of trash in the process. Like, it's been fun to watch. And,
it's so fun to watch them get underestimated, too, by whoever their matchup is on any given night. Watching Jordan Miller the other night for the Clippers, just not respect him at all. Didn't rotate out for the first three he hit, and then from there, Cam Spencer just gave him hell. I mean, it was great.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. Like, it's been fun to watch, and honestly, like, his production has been something that is really well. For one, he's forced the Grizzlies' hand. He's in the rotation regardless of who's in the lineup.
Yeah, I think we used the word undeniable before the season. Is he going to make himself undeniable? Yeah. He's done that.
He has made himself undeniable, and then also too, like, he's really helped pick, like, losing Ty Jerome and Scottie Pippen Jr. like is not something to, like, just scoff past. Like, that, they lost a lot of pull-up shooting equity. They lost a lot of playmaking, a lot of pace. And with Pippen, they lost a lot of point of attack defense, which, yeah, you know, Spencer's not going to make up for that. But, like, his play thus far and the fact that he's combining just the shooting and just overall feel for the game to be like this combo guard and really just enhance the Grizzlies' offense, it's been a huge boost while the Grizzlies have been shorthanded in the guard department.
Yep. Now, your final wish and most important wish, and honestly, if you had if you only had one wish, this would be the wish, but good health.
Yep.
I mean, it's
– yeah.
Parker, it's ridiculous. It feels like these injuries have been staggered. I don't know if that's by design or what, but either way, it feels that way. One guy goes out, one guy comes back. And then they sort of stagger it as the season goes along. But right now we're just worried about Ja getting back on the floor and then Zach Edey eventually. And we still haven't seen Ty Jerome. We still haven't seen Scottie Pippen Jr. It's kind of wild to think about because I've never seen a team in any sport have this. Maybe the San Francisco 49ers, but I think that still would be behind what the Grizzlies have dealt with the past, what, 3-4 years. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, at least the 49ers have been healthy enough to go to Super Bowls, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly.
But no, like, with health, like, yeah, like, it's also, like, it's one of those things. Like, I think in life, you know, if we could ask Santa Claus for good health and it could happen, like, I think we would all wish that. You know, we just continue to hope for it, continue to pray for it, just in all facets of life. But with the Grizzlies in particular, like, it's one of those things we've been playing this card for so, like, for really since the 23-24 season of, like, man, if they could just be healthy. Like, if they could just be healthy, what could this team do? And I'm ready for just some questions to be answered, you know, because it could really kind of help set the foundation for what this, how the Grizzlies want to close the 2020s. You know, how to, like, does Ja get back to form from playing majority of his minutes with Zach Edey? I didn't even mention this in an article, but, like, is Zach Edey Defensive Player of the Year kind of impact? Is that real? Like, is that a real thing that we got to account for? And obviously, like, guys like Cam Spencer and Vince Williams have looked good in Eastlow's system running the offense. Like, how good are Ty Jerome and Scottie Pippen Jr. going to look in this system? And, you know, how does Eastlow manage a rotation that has 12 guys that have a real case for minutes? You know, like, how to, like, just, and then, like, how far can a Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr. led team can go in the West with this configuration that they have in store? Because also, like, the real thing too, like, the trade deadline is a month and a half away. Yep. Like, it's really hard to assess what they really need, because when you look at what they really need, it's,
Because you honestly, at full strength, you don't know what you have. You know what I mean? Like, exactly. It's nuts.
Like, it'd be one thing if you could be like, okay, they're healthy. You could maybe use one more wing off the bench. Let's see what we could turn the Kentavious Caldwell-Pope contract into.
Sure.
Or, okay, like, we may really need, like, if, you know, if the Grizzlies continue on a trajectory, we're like, the playoffs are something you plan for, do you go get a Jock Landale upgrade to mitigate A, the injury concerns with Zach Edey, B, the injury concerns with Brandon Clark, and C, just the overall limitations of Jock Landale, which, again, I don't mean to talk down on Jock Landale. Completely exposed Rudy Gobert the other night by drilling, like, what, 4 or 5 threes
right
against him. It was I love the Jock Landale stretch big arc. It's been an amazing arc to watch. It's been fun, unexpected, but it's been really cool to see. He hustles too. Can't hate too much there. But, like, yeah, like, at the end of the day, you don't really. This is the first time, maybe since the 21-22 season, where, you know, they were getting hot, and you're kind of like, hey, let's just let this team cook and see how far they can go. Where I'm like, I don't know what they should do at the trade deadline. Month and a half away from it, and I'm like, I don't know what they should do.
Well,
you know?
Not buyers, not sellers. Can we, like, holders? Just hold the line.
Like,
unless you get some crazy, unless you get a nice deal for a KCP or something like that. Like, it just seems like one of those trade deadlines that they should just stand and just say,
like,
okay, we're fine with what we have right now.
Yeah. Like, I hate to play the card of, like, oh, these guys coming back are your midseason acquisitions, but, like, how many players on the in the trade market that are realistically available for a cost that you could do are going to be better than Ty Jerome and Scottie Pippen
right,
Jr.
Right.
or better than Zach Edey?
I'm with you. 100%. Well, Parker, I'm going to let you roll. Good luck to your Rebs coming up this weekend in the CFP.
Thank you.
I'm excited to watch.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Now, granted, I'm not rooting for them since I'm a G5 fan, but at the same time, if they win, I'll feel happy for you anyway.
This is also the golden era, so.
Yeah.
Just root for Pete.
Well, Parker, have a good weekend. Appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yes, sir. He is Parker Fleming at @Paka_Flocka. Make sure you go subscribe to his free Grizzlies and NBA draft Substack Elitist. All monetary support goes to St. Jude because he's a grade A human being. Now, we need to go ahead and wrap this up. We will be back next week starting on Monday, but we have to pass you off to the CFP. Alabama and Oklahoma are next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.